This is Empower Radio.
Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Magic of Life Radio with international coach and law of attraction expert Max Ryan, sharing with you many spiritual and metaphysical tools so you can apply them to live in the magic of life. From the details of the law of attraction to A Course in Miracles, Max's depth of knowledge and ability to make complex concepts simple and applicable has earned him the reputation of being the spiritual how-to guy. Now here's your host, Max Ryan.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to the Magic of Life Radio here on Empower Radio. I'm so glad that you are here. I have a couple questions for you before we get started today. Are you someone who feels like you're always doing for others? Do you find yourself not getting to do the things that you want in place of what your friends or your family wants? Is your schedule so packed that you can't remember the last time you actually did something for yourself? Well, that's what this show today is about. We're calling it The Art of Selfishness. And I'm going to be talking all about that today because I think that it is a very, very, very important a principle, I would say. It's a principle. My show, my web show is called The Positive Principle, and it's really a very, very important principle for us to be looking at. So we're going to be talking about that today. So if you're one of those people pleasers, and then you tend to be the kind of person that gets kind of passive aggressive because you don't get to do what you want, it's very important for you to be more selfish. And we're going to talk about how that can be a really good thing for you. So if you do not know me, my name is Max Ryan, and I'm the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com. And there I help you to move in your life from an orientation of anxiety and crazy and overwhelm to an orientation of peace and joy and love. Say yes if that sounds good. I do that by working with people individually, coaching them so that they can actually attract what they want, whether it's a new career or financial situation or relationship with themselves. I help them to do that. And I also, you know, work with them one-on-one, but I also do workshops, and I am an author. I have a book called Say Yes If, which we're going to be talking about today. And I do all of that. I'm also an intuitive. I do intuitive readings that help you to find your life purpose or many other things. And in fact, today, I'd like you to call in. The number here is 248-809-3475, because I will be taking one caller today to do a live reading for. So please call me. The number here at Empower Radio is 248-809-3475. All right, so give me a call, and my producer Dylan will talk to you, and we'll bring you on, and we'll see what Spirit has to tell you. Okay. All right. So I usually tell a little bit about what's going on with me and everything at the beginning of the show. So I do want to say a couple of things. I have a huge event with my colleague Polly Wyram. We are going to be doing a huge event in Anchorage, Alaska, in one month at the end of June, June 25th. If you are in that area, please come see us. It's called Accessing Your True Power. We are going to be doing workshops on angels, workshops about peace in your life, workshops about, I'm going to do my kind of big, huge Attract Positive Results Law of Attraction workshop, which is fun and it's just really super valuable. So I would love to see you up there. But we just added something, which I'm so excited about, is that on Thursday night before the whole event starts, we're going to be doing a night of gallery readings. And if you don't know what a gallery reading is, it is a night when Polly and I will be, you know, with a group of people, and we will be giving messages from our loved ones that have passed over, messages from Spirit directly to the people in the room, because we can use our faculties and our talents to listen to Spirit, to see what Spirit has to tell everyone, and in particular, the people in the room. And I don't ever say I'm a medium, but mediumship does happen for me, and I let Spirit decide that for me. So we could be talking to your grandmother or your friend friend or somebody that has crossed over that wants to give you a message. So please come. That's an evening of spirit in Anchorage, Alaska. You can find out all that stuff on attractpositiveresults.com. Okay. I wanted to also tell you that this week I have been doing a lot of that work, and it is interesting because, you know, I always talk about, you know, when we take action in the world, the law of attraction has the word action in it, and a lot of times people misinterpret the law of attraction of as just sitting there and focusing on what you want and then it just shows up in your life. Now, that can happen, but, you know, we are co-creating with the universe. We're co-creating. So we have to actually move in the world. We have to do things. Now, I've been taking actions this week about getting the word out for Anchorage, about doing things, and we're getting people in, and it's really exciting and fun. And, you know, when you go through, if you need to do something, I call that pitches to the universe, so that you're taking some actions and you're throwing them out to God, the universe, whatever you call it, and seeing if it sticks. If not, you just keep going. But a lot of times we're taking actions that don't feel good. We're taking actions that are like, oh, I don't want to do a press release, but I'm going to do it anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then you have that negative vibration about something that you feel really positive about. You feel positive, in my case, about the event, about the learning and the teaching and the meeting the people. That feels so positive. And then I think, oh, the press release, dun, dun, dun. I have to deal with that. Well, I mean, I could hire someone to do the press release. That's one, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I was like, oh, I'm going to have to come up with a press release and blah, blah, because I've done them before. It's not my favorite thing to do. So it puts me in the negative side. Well, guess what? I was like, you know what? What can I do? What can I do? And I literally opened up. I said, Spirit, tell me what I can do. I don't know what I can do here. I have the press release issue. And literally in about 10 minutes, my friend calls me. We're talking and she's like, hey, have you ever, I was talking about the Alaska event. And she's like, you know what? There's people that write press releases on Fiverr. I was like, what? And she's like, why don't you just do that? Go to Fiverr. And if you don't know what Fiverr.com is, it's a great resource where you can get many services. I mean, it's too numerous to list on Fiverr for $5. So I search. I found people to do press releases. I'm getting press releases for $5. They're going to do it for me. So great. So great. So my point being here is that when you're pushing against something, ask for the answer. Ask for a way that, you know, I need to get this done, but how can I do it in a vibration? It completely changed my vibration around press releases. So now I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's going to be done for me. And, you know, spirit and the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is always there to help you, to guide you, and to bring you into a vibration of love and peace and flow. So that's my story for today. When you're pushing against something, ask for some help if you have to do it. It might be something that you don't have to do, actually, and you're making yourself do it. Okay? All right. So what was I going to say? Okay. So let me look. Dylan, I guess we don't have a caller yet. Oh, interesting. All right. We are going to move on. If we get a caller, maybe I will chime back in. But we are going to talk about today. Actually, it's day 27 in my book. In my book, Say Yes If. Okay. All right, Dylan, I see it. Thank you. Okay. So my book is called Say Yes If, 30 Days of Positive Questions to Transform Your Life. And this is day 27, so it's into it. There's no particular order, but they go by days. There's 30 different things to think about and consider in your life. And I really think that this is hugely important because, you know, much has been written about how to take care of yourself. So much has been written. There are many ways of taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and I mean, all over self-care. I mean, from, you know, being a vegan to being paleo, to meditating, to exercise, to getting your hair done, to having a massage, all these things, you know, there's so many different things to take care of yourself. And all these things are vital to your development. And getting into the vibration, it really does help you to get into a vibration of attracting positive results in your life. when you really do care for yourself. You know, when you see, I mean, it's like when you are on the road of creating a life that you want, like hopefully you are, and we all are, you don't ever get there. It's all a creation process. If you're on this road of creating a life you want, if you're proud of the life that you're kind of like proud of, a life that attracts joy and creates more positivity around the world, you have to be selfish. You have to be selfish. That's right. I said be selfish. It's very important to be selfish. Now, many of us grow up in the world that the word selfish is negative. It's a negative word. And the word selfish usually comes up to make someone feel bad or when you have a judgment against them. We say they are selfish people when the implication is that they only think of themselves, when they only think of themselves. Okay, so think about that. This word selfish, it is one of those things that we have to look at. The world looks at people that are selfish in a very negative way. Now, let me just keep going here. We're taught at an early age that selfish is bad and to be selfless is good. To be selfless and never think about ourselves is kind of equated to the highest attainment of spiritual and moral values. If we're completely selfless, then we somehow rise to the level of sainthood. Does that make sense? You're completely selfless. You're a martyr. You're a saint. All of that stuff. That makes sense? I'm here to tell you that that is not true. Okay? That is not true. Most of the Dalai Lamas, Jesus Christ, Buddhas, Mother Teresa's, Mohammeds, all of the great, incredible spiritual leaders who have walked this earth, changing people's lives and helping people, were not selfish in a negative way, of course, but they had extreme self-respect and they cared for themselves greatly. Listen to that. They had self-respect. They cared for themselves greatly. If they did not care for themselves greatly and do the things that show that they care for themselves greatly, they would not have been able to help others to the level at which they did. They had incredible self-respect. They loved themselves. They cared for themselves. They did. I don't know if Jesus was getting massages or eating the paleo diet. I don't know what. But he had a gentleness about himself. He had a care. I mean, who knows? I don't know him. So many things have been written about Jesus. But, you know, he had to have a level of self-care that was very kind of, you know, extreme, actually. So, you know, they wouldn't be able to help others to the level at which they did. It's exactly like, you know, we're talking about this on my Positive Principles show, which is on Tuesday nights on the web. We're talking about this. Judy and I were talking about this. It's exactly like when you're on a plane. They always tell you to put on your oxygen mask first before giving it to the children. Right? If you run out of oxygen, you'll never be able to help your children. It's the exact same thing when it comes to creating a self-care regime or a self-care ritual for yourself. You've got to do it for yourself first so you can show up in the world and for others in a much more powerful and a grounded manner. That's important. We show up grounded. We show up connected. We show up feeling in the flow. And if we're always doing for others and everything's always out and we're never ever taking time to do what we need to do for ourselves, we are not grounded. We're crazy. We're like a chicken with our head cut off. And if we're not like that, we feel like that inside, and that's the underlying vibration, and that will create crazy results for you. So from now on, I want you to think of selfish as self-care. What is selfish? It's self-care. Now, of course, let me just say this really quickly. There is a negative type of selfish. That is true. We're not talking about being completely narcissistic. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about balance. We're talking about there is a selfish that is just like you're not even thinking beyond yourself at all. You know, this is ebb and flow stuff. We are always about saying, okay, how do we bring in and we give out? Bring in, give out. So, you know, we have to take care of ourselves so we can care for other people. There is a negative selfish side. I just wanted to say that. There is, you know, the people, you know, it's never about anyone else. You know, it's never about anyone else. It's always about them. That's not what we're talking about. So I believe that once you really do create a self-care routine for yourself and stick with it consistently, I mean, I don't care if it, we'll talk about it in a second. I won't go into that. But I mean, when you're consistent about your self-care, your vibration shifts. It shifts towards the positive and it will affect every area of your life. It'll affect your relationships. It'll affect your career. It'll affect your finances. And of course, it affects the most important relationship that you have, which is the relationship with yourself. Let's say that again. The most important relationship you have is the relationship with yourself. Okay? If you're not good with yourself, you can't be good with other people. It's so important. It's about healing that relationship with yourself. And this is one of the greatest ways to do that. So creating a kind of self-care ritual or regime is really actually really easy. First, this is what I want you to think of. Think of the things that make you feel extremely connected, make you feel grounded, and just make you feel like yourself. That just make you feel like yourself. What are those things? Is it gardening? Is it running? Is it drawing? Is it playing with numbers? Is it being with friends? Is it, I don't know what it is. But really, make a list of the things that make you feel connected, grounded, and feel most like yourself, most comfortable, like yourself, okay? When you do these things and generate positive feelings within you, you are better for yourself and you're better for the world. So, you know, like I said, it could be a lot of things. It could, well, I believe that it's almost a requirement that if you do want to have positive results in your life and peace and joy, that meditation needs to be part of it. It does. It just does. You can find many ways to meditate. I'm not going to go into that today because there's many ways. But, you know, some form of ritual where you're clearing out your mind, where you're doing a mind dump, where you're letting it go, where you're just connecting back to your source. You know, there's so much research on the brain about what meditation does to the brain, too. So meditation, yoga, artwork, you know, all those things. If you don't really already have a self-care routine, you might already have one. I really recommend it. Actually, I would say that this, you know, this is really, again, a requirement if you do want to have positive results in your life. So just do this. Start by choosing 2 to 3 things that you will do at least, listen to this, 5 times a week on a consistent basis, on a consistent basis, on a consistent basis, on a consistent basis. Get it? On a consistent basis. You get it. You can always change them as long as you go along. But I would like you to think about what are the top 3 things that make you feel amazing about yourself. Something. Now, this is important. This is important. Something you can do alone with no one else involved. Because if you have to do it when you have to call your friends, you know, I mean, it's not going to work out. You have to do things because this is about your relationship with yourself, like I said before. So if it's pick these things that are really, really, really solitary, actually. You could do them anywhere or you could do them all alone, okay? So pick these 3 things. Here's your challenge for this week. Well, actually, for the next 30 days. Pick your 3 things and do them consistently at least 5 times a week. At least, you can do 7 for 30 days. That's your homework. It's a homework assignment. Pick it. And do them for 30 days. It could be going for a walk every day. It could be sitting in meditation for 10 minutes. I mean, 10 minutes of meditation works. Do it. And it makes you feel better. So do it for 30 days. And when you're done with the 30 days, you can reassess and decide if you want to change them up a little bit. You know, I've got about 5 or 6 things that I love to do. So I do them consistently. And the point being is your intention is extreme self-care. It will fill up your spirit And in turn, it'll fill up your life with peace and joy and self-love. So your assignment is for 30 days to do your self-care routine. So say yes if you will be more selfish today and for the next 30 days. All right. It's really important. If you're interested in more of my book, this was from Say Yes If, you can go to Attract Positive Results and you can order it right from there. And there is a Kindle version also you can get on Amazon. But the physical book itself, you need to go to attractpositiveresults.com. And I've been told that we have a caller. So we've got 6 minutes left in the show. So I'd like to take the caller before we end. And so I am ready for the caller. I think her name is Stacy. Hello, Stacy. Are you there?
Hello, Max. Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, no problem. I needed this message today. It was good.
What did you think about that? What were you thinking about selfish?
I was thinking about selfish, yes. Because I grew up with that message that I was selfish. That was good
to hear. Important. So, do you take care of yourself?
Not as well as I have been. So I heard that too, that I need to get back on track.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, I always believe very strongly that, you know, we just attract the thing that we need to hear in our life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So good. So will you take the 30-day challenge to do something for yourself every day for 30 days?
Yes.
Good girl. What kind of thing are you thinking about?
Journaling, because that's my version of meditation.
Oh, I like it. Have you ever done the artist way?
I have, and then I give up after a couple of days. So it'll be a good challenge to stick to that.
Good girl. Consistency, 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 right?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, we can't forsake ourselves in this area. We just have to keep doing it. And once we keep doing it, you get in the flow, and then you're like, oh, I have to journal. It feels good. So, good. All right. So do you have a question for me that you need, that you'd like me to talk to Spirit and see what we can figure out for you?
I don't have a specific question other than what is the one thing Spirit wants me to know today?
Okay, let's just check it out. You have a great energy, first of all. You have a really good energy. And I do want to tell you this, is that you really definitely have, thank you. My guide is telling me quite a few things about you right now, Stacey. Hold on, let me just figure this out. He keeps showing me your eyes looking to the future.
Okay.
Your eyes looking to the future. Why is he telling me that?
I don't know other than I am excited about where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Cause you have the underneath vibration is very energetic. You have a lot of energy in your underneath vibration. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Oh, I was just gonna say that I feel like I finally turned the corner and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's what it is. Because the first thing I wanted to say is there a new way of working in the world? Is it something about that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a career shift, change, something?
A better way of working that suits both myself and what I think is my gift to give.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I agree with you. And I just pulled up a card, and it's really a good one because it is the Queen of Rods. And the Queen of Rods the rods is all about activity in the world and moving forward and how you move through the world. The Queen of Rods is, first of all, it does kind of represent you. It's a very warm woman, a woman that's very warm, that has a lot of soul to her, that wants to do good in the world. And also, it's about business success. This woman usually is successful in business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think if anything that you need to hear today is that what you're doing, and I feel it from you because I get chills all over, you are going in the right direction. You looking and shifting this around has really helped you. Is it in the healing arts in some way?
I didn't think of it that way, but it's more in business education.
It helps people.
Yes.
Yes, it helps people. And it's so perfect because you get this card that's about business. It's okay. So good. It really is good. So your message from Spirit today is you are on the right course, baby.
Nice. I needed that.
Good. I love it. All right. So it was great to talk to you, and I'm glad you hung out, and I'm glad that you got the selfish message also.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Okay. Please go to Track Positive Results and send me a contact and say, hey, it's Stacy, and I'd love to hear what goes on with you. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Max.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. That was a great show. And I'm going to tell you, next week we're doing all intuitive readings. I won't be talking about anything. So I'm going to take as many callers as possible. So please call in next week. And we're just going to do reading after reading after reading. It's going to be so much fun. So that will be on May 5th. Mark your calendars at 11 o'clock Pacific time. So as I say, I pray that love will guide you. And I know that, June 5th, sorry. I pray love will guide you and unthinkably good things can happen. Take care. Bye-bye.